Welcome, welcome, everyone. Thank you, BBS. Thank you. I see it. Got it. Thank you. Welcome to our second hour. I hope you caught Lauren on the first hour. I'm sure, sis, you did an amazing job, as always. And I'm Zosha, your host of the second hour. So welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's really wonderful to be here. I have so much energy running through me, as per usual. And just beautiful, brightful day to everyone, wherever you are listening. I really appreciate you being here. I really do, because, well, for so many reasons, but again, I'm pouring out so many personal things about myself, and it feels purposeful. So I'm glad if someone out there gets me. My sis says she does, so I'm appreciative always, and I love you. So here as always, with great love and care, to share my perspective, to help anyone who comes along, if you're new, if you're a regular. And I hope you feel my heart. It's my heart to help. It's just simply that. So I kind of want to get into the show fairly quickly. I don't have show notes or anything. And I kind of have more breadcrumbs. I moved up to a satchel from a bag. They just keep coming. And sometimes I ponder, like, are these little pieces, are people getting it? And it's okay if you do or don't, but this satchel has been 2 years of dissemination into what I'm trying to put together and make a coherent presentation for you. So I've been gathering the dots and moving them through this funnel to sound as clear as possible. And I'm weaving many threads as best as I can. So here goes. Again, my perspective is always, how do we mingle? How does the light interact here? I can participate by sharing my synchronicities and only my examples of an omnipresence, how I see it. Q said once in to me at some point, he said, oh, we get to see it through your perspective. And that stood out with me because we all have our own kaleidoscope view of this. So I'm going to start the show with a little clip. You're going to hear Q. And it's from Being Inspired with Q on November 25th, 2023. It's over a year and a half ago, just for the context. So just to get it going and name some of the names, and you could feel where I'm going. So BBS, whenever you're ready.
November 23rd, 2023, there was another article, and it showed a 105-year-old JFK hugging President Trump. And the article was about how the assassination basically was of a clone. And that JFK went underground and was running the Q command, and that's how we got this far as we got.
Everything you said is true.
Excellent. So there was also pictures of Jackie Onassis well and alive with Melania in a picture.
All of that is true.
And of course, we know JFK Jr. is alive and well and sharing a spirit with you.
All of that is true.
Thank you. So, would you like to sum everything up for people?
Oh, good God. So, even I've had to create deception on these radio shows. Asha, the reason we can talk frankly about that, that should prove how well we've come along. That should prove to you how much work we've done so we can talk frankly now. You should get used to this now. It is going to be the new understanding that you are multiple people whenever you want. You're just not remembering it because the way they've created these little governance, these little boundaries in our psyche, our genetics, many different words. But I assure you that's all changing very quickly. Do your best to just create positive outcomes, positive timelines that only you choose. You're excited to help someone. You're excited to do something, not in an obligatory way. I assure you, your world now has got the capability to support you and change with you instantly. I hope that helps.
Thanks so much, BBS. I love that start. I just, that section of the audio, even years ago when it first came out, just hit me right to my heart. So I felt, oh, this came across my way. And I just felt it's a great introduction to my topic. This whole process has helped me as well, just so I'm also growing my light and getting more realizations as we go. So this recording that you just heard was, like I said, over a year and a half ago. So I'm here today proving Q's point. I'll just repeat what he said. You should get used to this now. It's going to be the new understanding that you are multiple people whenever you want. You are just not remembering it because of the way they created these little governances, these little boundaries in our psyche, in our genetics. Side note, you all know that's why we talk about the creation light chip and clearing our vessel to remove those governances and commands. Anyway, you all know that. So we know JFK Jr. is Michael the Archangel as per for the people.space. And what's interesting is Q, in that clip, Q says through Asha that he shares light with JFK. But I don't recall, I really don't recall anyone asking Q if he had more than one light column. I didn't. It hadn't dawned on me until now. I'm growing and I'm seeing things from my own perspective. And I was like, oh, multiple light columns. Now, we know this from the Emmanuel article and for the people. But now, just again, when this is the beauty of going through this yourself and realizing, you know, I'll just say for me, realizing my own knowings and seeing how it's coming through, and I get to look at it deeper and from different angles. Now, this was another big piece. So I read about it with Emmanuel, but now I'm going to try and weave in these pieces again. Multiple light columns, how can you be the same? So you could see, remember when Q is saying identity is the trap, because what's the identity? Who are you speaking about? You could say Q, but there's also Michael the Archangel light in there to say it that way. So how do you speak about it? See, it's really broad. I'm just going to do a side note. You might hear my papers rustle. I do have notes. I was watching a show and it was about someone, they were looking for someone, just a side note because it's on the topic. He kept looking for someone. I'm sorry, it's going to be clipped, but the person said, your problem is you're looking for a body. And this also helped me weave this together. Ah, that's what Q said. Like there can be jumpers and things like that, but there's also the light perspective. We can be multiple lights in a body. So I love that. So I hope you did too. All right. So remember when Asha shared some of her story and she wrote, I agreed to meet with and do the show with Q. We agreed to it before coming here. And exactly when I read that, I knew I did too. I knew I agreed to this. And after my ship experience, that was a big time I feel I shared. I just had so much growing in me, so much coming through. And what happened at this point, after my ship experience, then I was just having multiple nights waking up in laughter, in joking with someone, having memories of group conversation, group laughter. And I mean, tears streaming down my face, laughing while I'm quote sleeping. And I was pondering, what is going on? Like, I like it. It's wonderful. But what is going on? What am I tapping into? Again, I'm still very confused at this point, trying to sort the knowledge. And we were in meetings, sitting side by side in so much joy with each other. And this went on months. And then I knew, oh, I'm on the creation lightship with Q and the team. Now it makes sense. Lauren introduced me. Now it makes sense. And I shared that I knew this with the team through emails, because I also realized at a certain point, I realized I have to start sharing this and telling them. And the realization of this importance is about recognizing it. Recognizing it. Ah, this too has helped me to share more and more. The recognizing it. You know how Q won't tell you things until you state them. Ah, I have to recognize it first so we're not put on timelines. So I got it. So I'm sharing this behind the scenes. Again, I still have tons of doubt. Even though I know this, I had no doubt about this, which was interesting to me. No doubt. So again, I share, oh, about recognizing it. It's a big, this is what we're doing now to me. And Q has shared many times about recognition. So he said, with recognition, we could do more work if we were recognized. In earlier times, we would have been recognized by now. I get that. It makes sense. If people don't recognize you, they just, you're just a regular person. So you see the difference when we recognize Q. Again, I'm talking to my kids. Again, I know a lot of the choirs out here. I just like to preface that. And are any new people, please welcome. So I share this because as we're recognizing each other, it's all growing in all of us. And to me, this is a major aspect of the ascension cycle. So I'm endlessly excited to be here and to be comfortable with talking about this. So meeting with the team. Oh, as a side note, I talked about him recently on a show, and my mentor had said to me, it's very funny, and you have to know we had a really great relationship. And he said, you're like a beautiful Greek statue, all feminine and the flowy robes and all of that, but you have a football helmet on top. And I said, I know, because I recognize that about myself. Now, there's a lot of different factors to what this football helmet represents and why I needed a football helmet or felt I needed a football helmet in my life. But I share it because even knowing I was from the creation lineage, my mind, my football helmet, so often got in the way, meandering down all these other avenues, all these other directions, throwing my dots to the side, my knowings to the side, and getting misdirected. Hence Q saying, you're your own problem. So I really get it. I would say it to myself again. I would now say this. Stop thinking. It's really an impediment. It was an impediment for me. I would tell myself to take the football helmet off. I've shared this on other shows in other ways. And just know what you know. That is really the biggest piece. I get it, but it's also part of the journey, which also makes it fascinating. So, all right. So this topic excites me now because it's the one I didn't know how it would be discussed. So all right, let me go in order of my notes because I want to keep a flow. So, all right, since I came out with more of my story, it's been coming to me. I even mentioned it on a show about my reluctance to talk about the Kennedys, as they have their own story. That doesn't change. They have their own story. And I started with Q's clip to prep this topic a little bit. As I am me, I'm in this vessel. My light is here right now with you now in my vessel. But I share the same raw light column as Jackie. And there's an unfolding of this story. I have my version of this story through this vessel. We all have our stories. So I used to sit back. It was a lot. But I'm getting comfortable. I'm getting more comfortable because I'm still continuing to grow and recognize how omnipresence works and becoming less and less in my identity. Less and less. So these little nudges kept coming to me. I feel I mentioned it. And I deeply felt, and I even said out loud, because I just was feeling it coming. I said, all right, I will talk about anything. I feel you would all agree. I really don't not answer a question. And I don't hold back certain personal things about my kids or private things, you know, of course. But I pretty much talk about anything. And I'm still that way. But I would really need extra clear and obvious synchronicities. How is this going to work? Well, the light is here to help. I'm here to say it. It's all around. I mean, all around, as you know. So I'll jump into it. I've been watching a show. I know many of you have. It's called The Love Story of John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette. Of course, I'm watching it. Each episode has had synchronicities, and they started to stand out more and more. What's funny is, if I go online, I mean, JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette are all over the place. Now, I'm in New York. They were in New York. I was like, is it because I'm in New York? No, Everyone is waiting for this story. People who know, know. So I'm like, okay, other people are talking about them. Why am I blocking this? So again, I want clear signs. And the other people talking online are not talking from this perspective of the light. I haven't heard anyone yet talk about it from the light. So all of a sudden, wham, episode 6 comes out. Or should I say episode 222? So just a spoiler alert, if you're watching the show, I will be talking about episode 6. So if you want to enjoy it on your own, you might want to leave so I don't spoil anything for you. I won't tell about the whole episode, but there'll be a lot because there was a lot in it for me personally. So I'm dedicating this show completely to Q, because I will weave in how Q works, the mastery of his light. And again, my perspective has been from the light outside of here. How are we doing this? How are we doing this here? And a little example of the subtleties. It came through me recently. Now we know the Q light is through Donald Trump as well. Remember, maybe you remember, I don't know if it was 2017, 2018, around that time in his first term. He said something like, and I did catch it at the time, he said, "I'm a stable genius. I am a stable genius," which I thought is so awesome. And of course the news, however it's covered, and at that time slamming, well, I don't watch the news, so I'm sure they're still doing that, but they were slamming them all over the place. Judgment, right? Judgment, judgment, judgment. But we all know if people paid attention and felt information and stayed neutral in the observation, the connection could be seen last year when the Genius Act was passed regarding U.S. stable coins. Stable genius. Someone pointed this out. I saw it on a video. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just the best example. Thank you, Q. My endless love to you now and eternally. We like to play. I want to have fun here. The light is here for all of us. I will do my best to weave pieces through my story. But, oh yeah, I wanted to add the piece with the stable genius. That is the 17D chess. It dawned on me in other ways, even this week still, other facets of this 17D chess through Q. I didn't always overlay it because I would still see them as separate identities. The knowing of the omnipresence wasn't completely populating my body. So again, that's an example. I'll try and point out stable genius examples that Q does. Okay, so earlier I shared that I said out loud, I will need something very clear and obvious, and I mean very, to talk about this. And then I let it go because I'm just now, we go about our day. So let me just repeat the show. The love story, John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette, it's on FX, and it's episode 6. Again, episode I finally call 222. The episode name is The Wedding. Now, I've been watching these from the White Hats. What are the White Hats doing? What are they showing us through everything? So, I have to say this as a side note. For those of you who have been watching the love story, now you may have got it, I didn't. But at the very beginning of every show, their hands reach out and touch. Just like the hand of God touching Adam's by Michelangelo. It's on the Sistine Chapel. Again, subtleties that aren't subtle. But they're subtle. God touching the hand every episode. And how I picked it up, it was because I was speaking to my son about the forthepeople.space, thank you as always, their article, Energy into Matter. I felt very important to share that with each of my children. And my son noticed in one of the pictures, I feel it's like an AI about over the earth, and there's two hands touching. And he said, oh, it's like the hands on the Michelangelo painting. And then I rewatch this episode and there it is. So thank you. Thank you to my son, to both of you. Okay. I'm just trying to have fun. Okay. I'm watching the show, seeing, I already said this, what the White Hats are showing us. So we know the ending is what we're all waiting for, the true ending and the true story. But they're sharing things with us for a bigger purpose. And just as a side note, I did live in New York City as well in the 1990s. Same time as JFK Jr. and Carolyn. Okay, millions of people live there, but this is my story, and that's a synchronicity. So, all right, let me jump to the scenes. So in the first scene, Ethel says to Carolyn Bessette, "You remind me of her, Jackie." And I sit up. I'm like, "Oh, hi, Ra," to Carolyn. "Hi, Ra." It just hit me in my heart. And then this week I'm looking as I'm typing out her name. Oh, Bessette. B-E-B. Bessette. B-set. Also sounds like B-best. This is just a side thing that came up, I don't know, 2 days ago. Again, if you've heard my other shows, the B is a big in for my own story. So never picked up on that before. All right. So Ethel says, "I could be naked and no one would take their eyes off of her," meaning Jackie. Now, naked is going to weave in again. Again, just remember stable genius. So a note also, Q's light was also in RFK, which is Ethel's husband, as noted by Asha in an EB show. So, this is a side note. This is just for me. "I love this," Carolyn said to Ethel in the scene. "You had a lot of loss." And Ethel said, "I have been blessed with a lot to lose." And I just got chills because we so often talk about perspective. Like, wow, just switching two words, three words changes one's whole perspective. It was a stunning example. Okay. So in another scene, I'll just say it's scene two. In scene two, JFK Jr. and Carolyn are together. And guess what? I know I'm really, really paying attention now. She's looking through the Kennedy family photo album. All right, now that wouldn't be unusual for her to do that, but that's what was given to me. I'm really paying attention because this feels personal at this point. Ra through Carolyn, Ra light through Carolyn, looking through the Kennedy family photo album. The photo album I've told you about, my viewing the photo album two separate times. How did I even see the album? Omnipresence. Thank you, Q. Thank you, JFK. Thank you, the Q light. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Mermaid. Thank you, Roth. Thank you, Melania. See how many thank yous I can't stop. All the identities. Now, I say it like that because it's just another way to look at omnipresence. So if I just thank Q and Ra, it covers everyone. And in some ways, I'm just chuckling because even thanking them is still identity. I thank the light. I'm honored to be the light. Okay, so that was a big one, really. It was a really big one for me because the photo album I initially denied and then I got it again. So, all right, there's more. All right, scene three. As they are discussing their wedding locations, the names of different girlfriends come up, including Brooke Shields. You have to watch the Q shows. Brooke Shields, and JFK Jr. says, "I never dated Brooke Shields. I kissed her once when her mom was there. I kissed her once." Again, this word's going to come back. I'm like really smiling now. I'm like, all right, I am paying attention. Remembering now, I'm starting to recall like I needed something obvious. So again, regular Q show listeners know that Q and I spoke of Brooke. He said, "I'm dying to tell you someone you're or a body that you're in." And I'll get back to that because I'm trying to keep it contained. It's all over the place this week. Notes, sticky notes all over the place. It's a lot. It is a lot. It's but endlessly fun. And a side note, Brooke on an interview that I found, as I started to realize, really helped me in a connection to Jackie and the Kennedys, and I'll point that out in a while. So, all right, my fourth point. Okay, so to get into the moment that I'm feeling, just to remind you, I'm watching episode 6 the night before I present my mentor show, which is, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. So I'm all done with my presentation and relaxing and watching Love Story. In the next scene, Carolyn, be said, I have to say it like that now, is meeting Calvin Klein, her mentor or her boss, but then she thanks him for his mentorship and friendship, and then she ends her relationship with Calvin Klein. I should have had popcorn at this point. This is exactly the points of the story that I shared in my, me too, there's going to be more of this, BBS. I'm going to hear you. I love to tell you something I can't share, but I love to tell you. So this story, I'm like, wait, I'm about to talk about this the next day. Like, I'm really starting to look around. Like, remember Q talked about technology where they can change a news station and make it view what you want. I'm like, are they playing with me? It's so, again, it's just through my vessel, how it comes in. So I'm like, you guys are good. You guys are good. These are comms for me. I get it. I'm feeling it. And again, Q, I feel you there. And there were other location synchronicities and some other things I just can't weave in. They're too personal. And, but still I'm like, all right, this is really good. Like, it's strong-ish. Now there's scene 5. So there's a scene where JFK Jr. and Carolyn are on the beach alone. The night before the wedding, they are chatting and they start kissing. Lovely, beautiful, right before their wedding. So nice to see. But then the music plays. And for those of you who haven't seen it, do you know what the song was? The title of the song was Suzanne. For those who've missed it, my birth name is Suzanne. I stand up and I state, I won't say, bleep, are you bleeping kidding me? Are you bleeping kidding me? The song Suzanne is by Nina Simone. I'm like having a whole on conversation here. You just called me out by name. Again, brilliance. So much fun and brilliance. I'll share more. And then as the song's playing, the scene continues. They both strip down and go swim naked. Cheeks in full light. Okay, she had cheeky bikini or underwear on, a cheeky suit. Q also called cheeks cheeky. We named it. I named it cheeks. He named it, I don't know, cheeks and cheeky. So I'm like, it's right here. Come on. Hysterical. I know I'm sharing these, all my personal stuff. I'm very well aware you can share lots of personal stuff. Please don't judge. I'm just having fun. And so there's cheeks all around, and he doesn't lay it all out. This is a beautiful example of feeling the knowledge, because there are times, I know others, there are times I'm like, what is this? How does this connect? I'm like, I don't get it. And how exciting it is now to see it connect, just like stable genius, feeling that something is going on, observing from the light, not the identity, time travel, omniscience. There's so much dimensionality to all that he shares. We've said that, Lauren and I have said this over and over. You can listen over and over and over and hear something new. Now I'm watching it play out. Can you all feel it? You can feel it. It's spring. It's springtime. So remember too, Q said, everyone here listening are time travelers. So I always love to point it out again. I'll just say it again. There's so much more to what Q was doing. Multi-layered, 17-dimensional chess. Incredible. Incredible. All right. So my birth name, Suzanne, it comes back in. There's more to this, believe it or not. So let me just say the song Suzanne is written by Leonard Cohen and Graham Allwright. The album it's featured on The Best of Nina Simone, released in 1970, which, yes, equals to 17. I'm just going to read a few lines. Suzanne takes you down to her place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy. And that's why you want to be there. The rest of the lyrics are great too. I just had to throw in the crazy piece. If you heard my show, even crazy weaves in. It's endless. So there's still more to Suzanne. Also Susan. Sometimes I was called Susan. Now you don't know this. So I'll again share more granular personal details. When I was calling in for a while, I was already calling in a little bit. And Q was often calling me Susan a lot. And one show he joked, it's after I got some retaliation from talking about my ship. He said, Susan from New York. And he's like, did I get that right? And I said, oh, it's Suzanne. And Q joked, he's like, well, what's the difference? And I said, oh, the only difference is a Z. And he laughed. You can feel his smile behind his laugh. He's playing. He knows more. He knows more. Exactly. I'm just chuckling with PBS. That's so funny. That's hysterical. No, don't change my story, BBS. BBS is trying to claim. It's funny, but BBS too, it weaves back into the story because you're going to hear there's even more to Susan. So there's even more that you could feel like it was your typo, but there's even more. What made you type that? Feeling it. He just works miracles. It's really fun. It's funny, BBS. So I said the only difference was a Z, and he laughed playing. He knows more. You know, you can feel him with others, not just me. So again, the Z. I shared too. We all know JFK Jr. has a Z on his arm. Hi, my son. Seeing patterns in synchronicity. The light is all around us. Another example. Here you go, BBS. Before I really knew that Susan was a clue for me, meaning I've been with Susans with Q. I know other vessels where I've been Susan. Then, okay, here's another side note. Please forgive me. This is my life, how things go. Recently, a lady at a shop confirmed the other day to me that I have 11 Susans to find. I can't go into all the details, but it's quite funny. And you know how we chatted is when I called in an order, she laughed because she said when I came into the shop, she said, I know I messed up your name. I just wrote Susan. And she explained why. That's the backstory. But I'm always curious. I said, what did it sound like? Because I really do try and say it clearly, like Suzanne. And she said, oh, I don't know. It sounded French, which is funny for me. It sounded French or something, but I just picked Susan. And then I said, we were having fun. I said, it's always been funny to me how people miss the Z because it seems Z is such a bold letter. And I'll just leave it there. But I know I have more Susans to find. Again, it's playful. That's a communication. And I'll keep looking. I will weave in one of the Susans. So, okay, so back to Susan, Suzanne. So back to what I was saying earlier, I was pondering after this happened a few times. I'm like, he has to know my name. How does he not know my name? I'm just saying this inside. It's like he gave me 100 dolphins, that whole beautiful scene, Q and Mermaid. They have to know my name. I'm still like figuring it out because I'm thrown off by some of these things, not reading the clues. How does he not? 100 dolphins, you got to know my name. Okay, so I was like, well, he says he has no memory. I guess it's just that. Or now I know it's BBS messing up the names. Then one day I'm at the beach. I'm all by myself. It's super quiet. I'm in this area where there's mussels growing on by this little, I was fascinated how these mussels were growing in these striated ground and by this little stream. And I'm totally in my Zen state, looking at it at peace. And this man strolls up with his dog. He's like, there's never anyone here. I'm like, I know, that's what I was saying. So we just start chatting for a while, super friendly. And he asked me my name. I tell him, and he's like, oh, hold on a minute. He pulls out his phone, his headphones. He's like, you have to hear these. I said, oh, what is it? I was like, do I want to put his headphones in my ears? I did. I was proud of myself because he was lovely. So guess what the songs are he shared with me. Again, I'm just going to keep repeating how to cue play, how to source play. The first song is titled Suzanne by Journey. I said, I love Journey. I didn't know they made a song called Suzanne. Now there's another one. The second song is I Love You, Suzanne by Lou Reed. Ah, I didn't click onto this until a year later. I was like, that's a lovely experience a year later. But now with Suzanne on the love story, see, for me, they all just circle back, these circling plates. Like I said, Q on the show always joked, often, not always, often joked to me at different moments about kissing, about being naked, about not wearing certain clothes. Now, I just want to point out again, because if you haven't followed this show, you're like, what? The brilliance of how he works, the brilliance of how the light works, the pieces I share are unfolding part of the story, of my story, of my part of the story. And Q, you joked once you were a bad boyfriend. And I'm like, no, you're the best boyfriend, the funnest boyfriend, because this has been endlessly hysterical and so much fun. So I share it with you all. And Suzanne isn't just my birth name. It has a story with Q to it. And then it shows up on the show about the Kennedys. And again, the details or the nuances that I feel, the spinning plates, observing all of this. Again, this is 2 years of distilled information that I share respectfully. So more of my personal story from my heart that someday, I feel like sometimes, you know, the people listening now aren't necessarily the complete audience. They'll be, we're making records here. There'll be others who come along and get to listen. So, all right, check the time. So if this was enough to start sharing the Kennedy synchronicities for me, I was like, all right, there's no doubt. I'm ready. But I could still be, in case there was doubt on the white hat team. She does wear a football helmet. Let's do something else. So the other last week, I feel it was last week sometime. There's no time. Whenever I went to the supermarket. Now, I don't really go to these large supermarkets since the pandemic, just for multiple reasons. And I have a lovely health food store I can go to. So I go into the store. I just go for two items. And I'm searching, but I really start looking at the shelves. And this is just a side note again. I'm really looking at the shelves like, wow, when did all these products come out? I've never heard of these brands. They look so healthy. I read the ingredients, and this is in a bigger box store. So I'm really just marveling because, again, it's a sign to me how the light has been working, cleaning out some of the junk and filling in, repopulating with new brands. That's how I see it. New brands, new ingredients, because us all, the collective, want that. Or most, many of us do want better food or food. So I went for two things. Now I have five things in my basket, but I'm missing one of them. So did you ever do that where you wander around the supermarket and I'm looking at those cards or those posters that they have at the center of each aisle, trying to jog my memory? Like, what did I come here? Is it rice? No, pot? No, no, not none of that. And a gentleman is there stocking the shelves and he looks up and he's like, oh, can I help you? I said, "Oh, yes, thank you." I said, "But I forgot what I'm looking for. So I'm looking for the signs to jog my memory." And he smiles and goes back to stacking the shelves. And then, again, hold this in the context of what I've shared so far. Then I remember I said, "Oh, sir, yes, could you tell me where the frozen berries are?" Because things had moved around in the past 5 years. He said, "Oh, yeah, over there in the freezer, the one that looks like the Kennedy casket." I start to head over and then I'm like, "What did he just say Kennedy casket?" I'm like, "That is the weirdest thing. That is the weirdest phrase. Like, what a hard feeling. Like, what a weird thing." And I look and he's smiling at me with that smile. And I'm just, "Oh my gosh. Come on, there's so many synchronicities. Like, come on. I'm totally comfortable talking about this because to me it's just, thanks for the dot to dot roadmap to the show because it's really helped me." And again, the Kennedy casket, because we all know that's not true too. So back to my original opening clip with Asha and Q. Just hysterical. The outrageous humor, like I even shared with my mentor, like, did I get to that piece where Brooke shared? Maybe I didn't get to that yet. No, I'm getting there. But again, the funnest boyfriend, I'm just going to keep saying that because I'm at ease. This whole process has truly helped me just be me and get comfortable with omnipresence and my sharing in other vessels and just being able to speak more easily about it. On me. Yeah, it's an amazing story. Again, EBE, Errol, all unfolding right now in front of us. So, oh, the most important part, if you haven't seen the show, if you did see the show, I missed this twice. It's only because I saw it on social media. Be sure to watch the very, very end of episode 6 of Love Story. I'm just saying. And if you miss it, just watch it again. The last 2 minutes. And I just have to say, I love sailors and I love pilots. And watch it again in case you miss it. You're going to see, you're just going to feel the humor. So can't wait to hear their story. This has been really fun for me. So again, my point of focus is how do we mingle? How does the light interact? I'm sharing synchronicities. I'm sharing omnipresence experience. And then I took a note here. Let me just read it. Oh yeah. In the bigger picture, this just came to me before the show. This episode has also allowed me total peace and comfort in sharing, which I just said, but actually collaborating with the team. I'm not here by myself. So to feel that just to the team, to Q, to the others, to feel that feedback, to feel that hug, to feel that presence with me in the ways that you know are unique to me. It's an absolute honor to be here and speak so clearly and add another piece of a Kennedy perspective in a different way, in a different way. Again, the light, we're telling our stories. It's humbling and incredible. So it goes on. There's some more. So my notes were Q, Zosha, and Brooke, our synchronicities. So, oh, this is for you, BBS. So Brooke Shields did a very famous, very controversial ad series. I feel she was about 16. For, guess who? Calvin Klein. Nothing comes between me and my Calvins. Again, another raw light vessel mingling in the same field as Calvin Klein. That was a very successful ad. And I looked up, because I remember that, and I looked up that she'd even done more, that they made little mini movies and a few of them were banned from being on television. Again, she was about 16. I'll add that at the end. Fascinating story through her. So, oh, like I said, when I was awakening to sharing light with Brooke, what helped me is she has been in the acting world, modeling world, fashion world since she was less than one. Never stopped, as far as I know. I feel even when she went to college, she didn't stop. But anyway, still in it. So I look up. I'm just like, let me find some interviews. Let me feel her harmonics, her energetics. Although I already knew that was a strong one because of her weaving in my life as a teenager. So I picked this one interview out of zillions and I'm like, let me just listen. It's like 4+ minutes. You could find it on YouTube. So Brooke states many things, but she states, I'm just picking out some of the pieces that stood out for me. So Brooke states she was madly in love with JFK Jr. since age 3. Huh. I shared many times that in my vessel at age 3, I have memories of yearning for my partner. Where is my husband? Where is my partner? I always played mommy and daddy and baby and all of that. It's just the number 3, which, you know, that's very popular for me. But also the age 3, she had the same experience. I'm like, all right, I keep listening. She went out on a date with JFK Jr. And JFK Jr., according to her, kept saying, you look like my mother. You look like my mother. I was like, oh, that's me. I'm both of them. I knew it. I share because it just comes on as I collect dots, as you collect dots to my kids. They just come on and you just know. This was quite a piece. Then Brooke says it was, again, this word, Brooke said it was the best kiss I ever had in my life. Again, with the word kiss. I'm keep repeating these because this has synchronicities to Q and how he shared with me. So she states he was down to earth. He was funny and irreverent humor, like the Kennedy casket. It's irreverent. Q shares light with JFK Jr. C, again, omnipresence. Back to the beginning clip. Of course, we know JFK Jr. is alive and well, sharing a spirit with you. All of that is true, Q says. I really have a smile. Crow's feet are all over my eyes because I still wake up laughing. Again, this is so fun. Q even said once, that caller is going to have so much fun on the radio. I had no idea. So, okay, I keep going. There's more. So Q playfully said to me, okay, I'm going to share this because my posture went up straight when I heard this. He's like, you're great at French kissing. I'm going to keep it clean. I have to share it because it's the kissing piece, because I'm trying to keep pointing out. Now, he's not talking about me and my vessel. I haven't met Q in his body. See, I'm sharing how he's joking, how he's playing. And there's still a lot of confusing pieces out there I know about omnipresence. So when he said that, I'm like, I'm feeling, yeah, I am. Like, who wants to hear that? I do. And then you have to know JFK Jr. was equally joyed to hear Brooke's comment. I'm just going to put a wager on that. Again, with the kissing. So when Q said that to me, oh, great. Now, he wasn't referencing JFK Jr. because he made it a point to say, I was younger than you. I just want to add that piece. I just want to add that piece because JFK Jr., vessel is older than Brooke Shields' vessel. So I just felt the need to clarify that. And again, that's how we're moving each other. This section or this grouping of light, or in my experience, these are the rotating lights, the oscillating plates I keep seeing over and over and over again. And they're so strong. I have other very strong ones. And they're also starting to branch out into each other. Fascinating. All right, so I'm going to go forward. On PRQ, April 5th, 2025, so that's almost a year ago, Q invited Lauren and I to join him. Really, really, really fun show. And it's on this show that he and I discuss knowing each other as Brooke. And now he brought it up once before in another show. And said something. I feel maybe I'm confused. I'll just read what I have. So, or talk about what I have. And I want to point out something. Q said this ish. I always say ish. Q says ish. I'm doing my best to coach everyone on this. These radiators are distorted in my true harmonics. This is not the tone of my voice you're listening to. It's close. But once you went digital, it's going to change the tones and pitches. But the energy behind my voice, you know it is me and I know it is you. Once we get calibrated, I'd say to our light, that helps us make those relationships a lot cleaner. You wouldn't even ask this question, where we come from. And I'm going to add, that's why I shared the creation lightship piece. It's not even relative to where we come from, because you do this instantly where you come from. Now you're like, why, what the, how do I know this guy's voice? How come I know her voice, etc.? So the harmonics from the transmissions is what we'll get used to using our natural communication tools. So I share that piece for all of us. My words is another piece to feeling and knowing. How do we know another light? Because to me, yes, it's feeling, but these breadcrumbs are massively helpful for those seeking. Some people are fine and maybe in a different, not everyone's seeking this, I don't feel. But it proves, let me just repeat what he said, the energy behind my voice. And you know it's me, I know it's you. Now this other piece too, once we get recalibrated, that's to me what we're all going through, to our light, and it helps make these relationships a lot cleaner. And Q had a piece too that this is proof that reincarnation is garbage. And I'm here to prove that too. It's also, I realize, one of the important pieces. It's not just two people on the radio, Q and Mermaid and yeah, Q and Mermaid sharing their stories. Not just two people. There's other, now I'm sharing my piece. So it's going to get more usual. I have so many granular details. That's why I take great care. It's been 2 years of observation. I'm really not throwing. I have a large platter of pieces to share. That's what makes me comfortable. I need proof, so to say. I need to feel it and see it, like I've shared before, from all the different angles. That's why I'm here sharing. This is proof the reincarnation cycle or machine was garbage. So let me have a couple other pieces that are optional to share. Let me see the time. Okay, I won't have to share that piece. Let me go to this one. So oscillating Merkabas were in each other's field. Okay, I'll go back to the piece that I don't, that I feel is funny to share if there's time. I'll leave it to the last part. So back with Brooke Shields, again, she overlaps with JFK Jr., the comments about the mother, the synchronicities with Calvin Klein, and there's way more. But Brooke Shields and Michael Jackson were very, very close friends. Very close friends. You could look up their story. And guess what? Did you? This is in the episode too. Actually, I learned this from Love Story. Jackie Kennedy edited Michael Jackson's autobiography. I looked up more on that story too, and if what I found was accurate, she even traveled with him. She went on tour with him to write his autobiography. She even went to Australia with him, and that stood out to me too. I'm like, mermaids from Australia. Donald J. Trump loved Michael Jackson. He lived in his building. He lived in Trump Tower. Melania, the movie, her favorite singer was Michael Jackson. I mean, look at the family. Look at the family of light. Their stories and their perspectives from this, when did they know what? How did they know what? Is it all synchronistic? Is there knowing in all of this at some point? But just endlessly fascinating. And Brooke did a show, and this will weave in. Brooke did a show that I watched regularly. I really enjoyed it. She's actually quite funny. Called Suddenly Susan. That's one of my Susans. I feel I have four Susans identified, but that's one of them. Again, the light, it could be the codes, the clues, the breadcrumbs can be endless. Whatever speaks to your spirit. So again, the light. So there's even more synchronicities. I feel you get the picture. And again, this is a lot of condensation. but it offers hopefully a broader breadth of through my expression and how I've witnessed it. And I really am happy to share the details. I was yearning for so long to discover more of who I was in the universe, not even knowing I was light. I just had a yearning to know more of the details. And then once I found out, once as large things pieces that I knew, I didn't need to know everything about everyone. I didn't have to research the Singers or even the Kennedys and whatnot in some ways, because it would come to me. That's what's fascinating. It would come to me. We've been endless lives. We've been endless, endless lives, millions of lives, or if not more. So this is our story. This is the love story of the light. JFK Jr. and Carolyn, the love story of the light. How we did this unfolding now in front of our eyes. It excites me. It's so incredible. And I've been watching recently, I've been watching some shows about detailing time travel and omnipresence, etc. You know, those topics. And one night I realized, oh my gosh, we really don't need shows soon, because we'll just be here speaking about it. And I'm like, that's what I know I'm doing. That's why I had that strong, like we shared last week, I had this strong pull. I had to share more. So that's just how it goes. That's just how it goes. Following my heart. And Q started it in that clip and mentioned it in the clip. Just live your highest excitement. And then I'm here to say I can look back in my life, even just in the past 2 years, and see I'm here. Now, here's one of the pieces. Did I ever feel I'd be on the radio mentioning this? No, but I'm going to mention it. Please. Just go with me if you're willing. Go with me. So in Back to Love Story, episode 6, JFK, cover your ears, baby. JFK Jr. actually says to his partner, so it's his business partner on George Magazine. There was some piece about the magazine wanted JFK Jr. to be on television and promote the magazine more. And then there was another piece where they also wanted the wedding pictures to be published in George Magazine to give it more. I'm going to end on this note. All right, I'm going to go for it. So they're arguing, and JFK Jr. is angry, and he says to his partner, why don't you just tape Carolyn naked, again, the word naked, 3 times at least, or going to the gynecologist, or naked again in the gynecologist, and guess who? Guess what? When I lived in New York City, guess who had the same gynecologist as me? Yes, Brooke Shields. You know how I know this? Because I'm naked in the room. I'm sorry, I will not go further. I said to cover your ears, BBS. And the nurse comes in and said, guess who's next door? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, who? The doctor? She said, Brooke Shields. And I look up in shock. I'm like, why did you tell me that? And again, this is sort of the essence of the show, of the love story of the show as well. No privacy. Now there's a bigger picture. Now I knew that. We're right next to each other in field, naked, next to each other with a wall between us. I'm sorry, but it made me chuckle because it's an endless detail. So again, it's a living love story. It's a love story of the light. Endless love. Okay, I'll wind it up. I cannot end on that word. But it's our endless love story of the light. I'm sharing my piece. And thank you, Q, for your endless love. I love you. And having so much fun. I love you, the whole team. And guess what? Brooke Shields starred in the movie Endless Love. And guess who sang the song Endless Love? Lionel Richie, Diana Ross. Diana. A living example. Q and his best friend, Michael the Archangel, and the Roz. There's more to this. Camelot in dimensional ways. And on that, I'll end my story. I thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. I hope you have a beautiful evening. Thank you, BBS. Appreciate you always.